Violet's Discovery, Part 6. Violet awoke and rolled over to her nightstand. She reached for her notebook. As she picked it up, she felt an eagerness come over her as she prepared to write out what she was thankful for. She could hear her mom down in the kitchen washing dishes and cooking. "I am thankful for having a safe place to sleep every night. I'm thankful for parents who take care of me whenever I need them." Violet walked out the front door as she yelled to her mom, "Anna is here! I'll see you after practice!" "I'll be there to pick you up at 6. Violet was very excited to get back to practice. She still had her boot on, and she wasn't able to run yet, but she was looking forward to doing the drills and strength training she could do. As she shuffled into the car, her friend said, "I feel like it's been forever since I've seen you. We've missed you at practice. I'm glad you're coming today." Violet smiled. "Me too. You have no idea." "You must have been miserable lately. I can't imagine being stuck in your situation."
"Yeah, the summer started out rough," responded Violet. "But to be honest, God has been good and taught me a lot during it."
Anna was quiet for a moment, and there was an awkward pause.
"I know you believe in God, Violet, but how can you think God is good when something like this happens?"
Violet was caught off guard.
"I don't know. I haven't thought about that."
The rest of the car ride and throughout practice, Violet pondered Anna's question. As she went through her conditioning, she began to wonder, if God is good, why do bad things happen? When bad things happen, is God not good anymore? Violet sat staring out the window deep in thought on the way home. Her mom asked, "Everything all right, Violet? I thought you would be ecstatic after being able to go to practice."
Violet looked up a bit startled. "Oh, sorry, Mom. Yeah, it was a lot of fun to be back. Anna just asked me a question I didn't know the answer to. She asked, how can I think God is good when bad things happen?"
Her mom smiled. "That's an excellent question. It can be a scary one, though. Violet, when do you normally feel like God is good?"
"Well, I guess when everything's going good for me."
"And when is it easiest to think that God is not good?"
"When something bad happens to me."
"Yeah, that's most often when I feel like that too," replied her mom. "It takes faith to believe that God is still good when bad things happen. It is not something we always understand or are able to explain, but there are some things I do know about God that help me trust He is good, even when bad things happen. John 3:16 tells us, "For God so loved the world that He gave His one and only Son, that whoever believes in Him shall not perish, but have eternal life." If God wasn't good, then He wouldn't have given His Son to die in our place. He wouldn't have gone far out of His way to give such a costly sacrifice so that we could be with Him. So we don't have facts to prove that God is good when bad things happen, but we have proof of how much He loves us. Violet went to her room and pulled out her thankfulness journal. Turning the pages, she read through her many "I am thankful" statements. As she thought of John 3:16, she began to feel guilty for how she had complained and whined through much of her time being injured. Violet thought of how Jesus had willingly stepped into agonizing pain and death so that He could rescue her from her sin and make a way for her to get to heaven with Him. Violet turned to that last blank page in her journal and wrote, "I am thankful for Jesus. I am thankful for the gift He gave me when He died and rose again."